You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
It seems like every time Meg Whitman is in the headlines, it's something to do with her employment status.
It has been a tough campaign, I must say, but I am a stronger candidate tonight because of it. I am
Oh, Meg Whitman has found a new job, but it's not governor of California. Yesterday, Whitman was named the new CEO of HP. Welcome back to Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
And this has a lot of people very shocked. Why?
Well, because, you know, it's become really a revolving door of CEOs at Hewlett-Packard. The CEO who was pushed out yesterday, Leo Apotheker, he had only been there 11 months. And remember, before him, Mark Hurd was pushed out, you know, pretty abruptly.
Yeah.
And so people are surprised that they're seeing a change again so fast. They're surprised that no formal CEO search was done. You know, Meg Whitman was on the board, and they kind of just plopped her right into this job. And they're also surprised because she's more well-known for consumer-facing companies like eBay and HP, even though they have the big PC business, which they might spin off, you know, that consumers buy PCs. But for the most part, HP gets its money from enterprise software, from business-to-business deals, and that's not something she has much experience in.
And that's more an IBM kind of product and business model. And the HP has lost a huge amount of value, Louise, since absorbing Compaq and, you know, since, you know, the whole PC business seemed to be the center of the action there at HP. I just wonder where her expertise is.
Well, that's what investors are asking. And, you know, but that said, investors haven't been very happy with the CEO who was just pushed out. Apotheker, you know, the stock has lost nearly half of its value this year. And so obviously this is a board that's searching for something that will turn the company around, and it'll be interesting to see if she still does spin off the PC business. She said in a statement yesterday that she thinks she will. They're reviewing that decision. But, you know, that's the business this company was founded on, so it'll be interesting to watch that.
And it kind of represents perhaps a company that's searching for a new identity. I read here that Jenna McGregor at the Washington Post called it the grandfather of Silicon Valley. A grandfather isn't necessarily the term you want added to your title if you're in the technology business.
No, they have to reinvent themselves. And this is also a broader change and trend for technology companies who, you know, technology companies in the U.S. really started out and made their name making hardware, you know, making the equipment we all use for computing. But now, as we're, you know, the internet has taken off, and as we're moving more towards cloud computing, all of these companies are having to reinvent themselves into more service-oriented companies because foreign competitors are getting in the hardware space, and that's becoming commoditized, just like, you know, automobiles or any other physical commodity does over time.
Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.